Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, Black and White Network, we're going to be talking about one of the most dangerous cities in America, Memphis, Tennessee. A city that I have never been to. I have no desire to visit Memphis whatsoever. Memphis in the South is probably the most dangerous city in the South. It's one of the most dangerous cities in America. Now, the population of Memphis, man, this is one of the blackest cities in America, which also has some of the most crime in America as well. It's probably the deadliest city in America. But where is BLM? Where is Al Sharpton? Where are all of the race hustlers out there? They're silent. They never, ever speak about Memphis. They never do. The mainstream media is dying, folks. And it is the job of us over here on Black and White Network to actually cover this stuff. I don't take any pride in actually covering this. I really don't. I wish that Memphis was better. But here we are again, man. Democrat-run city, lots of crime. That is the correlation right there, folks. Well, there was a block party out there in Memphis and people got killed. This was a mass shooting, but it's not really on the front pages of the mainstream media. Really not. We got a clip here from the local Fox affiliate out there in Memphis covering this. Folks, that's actually video. People running around. I believe you can also hear the gunshots. Yeah. Apparently this block party had some like 300 people there. And then they started running for their lives. 8 people got shot. 2 people did. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. Here we go. Right here. Now here it actually says 2 dead, 7 others injured after shooting at unpermitted Orange Mound block party, police say. That number has actually been increased to 8. Let's go ahead and watch this clip right here. Let's roll it. Yeah, so you hear the shots right there.
Right there, scary moments. 8 people shot in Orange Mound. This video shows hundreds of people running for their lives as a barrage of gunfire echoes around them. This morning, we have team coverage of this breaking news story Fox 13 brought to you last night. The latest mass shooting in Memphis. Here's what we know right now. Memphis police changed the number of victims to 8. Originally, they said 16, but they changed it overnight. 2 of those people died. We do not have the ages of all the victims. As of right now, police have not made any arrests. Police say the gunfire started during a block party at Orange Mound Park. Viewer video shows people gathered around a basketball court watching a car doing donuts when gunfire breaks out. You can see people run for cover and literally dive in the dirt trying to save themselves. You can hear their footsteps as they try to find cover. This morning, police are searching for the people responsible, and they are asking the public to help them find the shooters. Fox 13's Dominic Dillon starts our team coverage with the latest on this mass shooting from Memphis police.
We're told up to 300 people were out here. We didn't get exact ages on the people that were out here, but up to 300 people, that is a lot of people. This is a very active crime scene behind me. If you take a look, you can see that investigators are on the scene walking around with their flashlights, gathering evidence. Videos circulating online, I heard at least 100 gunshots. So as you can imagine, investigators, they're wow. searching to find as many shell casings as possible. But we just heard from Interim Police Chief CJ Davis.
This was a block party in the Orange Mound Park that was occurring, as far as we know, without a permit. There were approximately 200 to 300 people in attendance at this event. In light of recent events, we stand together to denounce these senseless acts of violence in our community.
And at this point in time, there are no suspects, but Chief Davis says at least two people were firing their weapons, and they're calling on people in the community who may have video to upload that footage to their Crime Stoppers website. Also, if you have any information that you believe may lead to an arrest, call Crime Stoppers at 901-528-CASH.
Why do I have the feeling that the people, the witnesses, are probably not going to cooperate? Because one thing about being in an inner city, don't snitch. That is the rules of the street right there. Somebody has to know something, but I don't know if anybody's actually going to get arrested. I don't know. Maybe they will.
This morning, getting another angle of this shooting. Many of you posted videos on social media showing the moments before and after this shooting.
Wow. That is a lot of gunshots, man.
And in that video, you can see right there a lot of people put in danger. Women, children, elderly. You can see just how scary things got at this block party. You can even hear the many gunshots fired at the park. At one point, you can see a gun on the ground. Now take a look at this picture. This is moments before the gunfire. If you take a close look, you can see in this picture multiple guns in the air. This is a still picture.
Yeah, you do. I can see here one, two, three, four, like five guns right there.
From the video we just played for you right there. At least five guns in the air. Now we had multiple crews on this scene last night covering this mass shooting. Fox 13's Lakia Scott talked to people who live in the neighborhood about what happened.
Yeah, police responded to several reports of gunshots fired in the area and people shot. And right now we are at Carnes and Mound near Grand. We're actually right in front of Orange Mound Park. That is the location where it is said that a block party was happening in the area when gunfire broke out. Now we've seen videos circulating online on social media that shows a huge crowd in that area earlier on Saturday. You can also see people in the crowd who hold up guns in the air, and then you start to hear loud pops. You hear the shooting and the gunfire. Several rounds go off amid that crowd. Right now, we're seeing crowds who are moving around in the area. They are actually trying to figure out what may have happened to their loved ones. They're trying to identify their loved ones and find out if their loved ones were actually victims. I also spoke with someone here on the scene who told me that she and the rest of the community are tired and they're just fed up with this type of crime happening here.
And this right now, time is over for playing. It's really over. You know, you got to either hold these parents accountable for where are your kids. Earlier, I seen on Facebook these children jumping all around with these guns. Where were the police? Who had this event here? You know, why wasn't the children secured? You know, who allowed it? What city, where the city, where's the paperwork, where's the insurance bonds, where's everything? When this happened, then we need to see everything.
And again, active scene here at Mound and Carnes near Orange Mound Park. The park is right now closed off and blocked off. Multiple streets and intersections are blocked off by police, so people are not able to travel in this direction due to this investigation that is happening. There are multiple crime scene vans and detectives on scene as well. And we're learning that there were at least two fatalities from that shooting. And police right now, they're asking anyone who has any information to call them at 901-528-CASH. Reporting in Orange Mound, Lakia Scott Fox, 13 News.
Again this morning, we are covering breaking news. Memphis police released a new number of victims shot during this mass shooting in Orange Mound. That number is 8, with 2 people killed. Here's another look at the information we know right now. The shooting happened just before 7:20 last night on Carnes Avenue. You can hear in multiple Facebook videos the large amount of gunshots fired. Memphis police say this happened at a block party where between 200 and 300 people gathered. Right now, Memphis police have identified 2 potential shooters. Again, no.
Wow. So you see that right there, guys. You see that right there. Memphis, Tennessee. And a lady right there was complaining, said enough is enough. People in Memphis need to change their voting habits. Just that simple, man. You got to do that. You got to get the families back intact, because we know like 75% of the black families don't have fathers in the home. That holds true. Sad to say, but it is a reality. I mean, this is pathetic, man. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. 2 people dead. 8 people shot. Morons shooting their guns at people and killing them. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.